Track 6, more news stories. New unit plans for Langdon Hospital. Langdon Hospital in Dawlish is one of two South West centres to receive a share of more than £40 million NHS funding to improve mental health care for individuals with a learning disability and autistic people. Plans have been submitted for a new 10-bed unit to help bring an end to long-distance placements. NHS bosses say this will go hand in hand with improvements to local care and support of individuals with a learning disability and autistic people so they can live healthier, happier lives in their local communities. The unit at Langdon and another in Bristol will be designed specifically to care for individuals who would benefit from treatment in a hospital and whose needs cannot be met in a mainstream mental health hospital, even with reasonable adjustments. It is the first time systems across the region have worked together to deliver these services, and while it will result in an increase in beds in the South West, it will not result in more people being admitted to hospital. Instead, only those who genuinely need to be in hospital can be, and closer to home. Only a very small number of people will require these services. Tina Emery, South West Regional Representative and Director for the National Network of Parent Carer Forums, said this is brilliant news for families and their loved ones in the South West. For far too long, parents and carers have had to travel hours at a time, often hundreds of miles from home, to visit their loved ones. New services in the South West will make it easier for parents and carers to visit, support and advocate for their loved ones, speeding up the process of recovery and them returning home. We welcome the significant investment in this new development locally, and our goal is to continue to move away from an over-reliance on hospital care in all areas of our work. This includes developing more and better community-based alternatives for supporting people with mental health needs and a learning disability or autism. However, where hospital care and treatment are the most clinically appropriate form of support, we want people to have access to local high-quality care in a modern therapeutic environment with a focus on recovery and moving towards independent living.
And staying with hospitals, an action plan is underway to put right failings which led Torbay Hospital to get a critical rating from the Health Watchdog. A Care Quality Commission, CQC, report published last month identified a number of failings, including detailed patient records being left unsupervised and patients suffering irreversible sight loss because of long waiting times. Members of the public board of directors of the Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust, which runs the hospital, discussed a report which said the rating was a fair reflection of the issues faced by the hospital. It said the Trust had not expected to keep its previous good rating from its last full inspection 10 years ago due to financial and operational challenges it had faced since. The hospital has some of the country's oldest NHS buildings and a multi-million pound redevelopment programme has begun. The Trust was given 15 must-do actions and 36 should-do actions by the CQC. The board meeting heard that there were clear action plans in place. Chief Nurse Deborah Kelly told the meeting, "We've emerged from the pandemic with a new environment that is challenging for everybody. We had, with a heavy heart, anticipated some movement in our rating. We knew the risk we were facing. A number of the must-dos and should-dos have already been actioned." And she said the CQC had already seen genuine improvements in areas including medical and emergency care. She said, "That's a testament to the team here." The Trust's Deputy Chief Executive, Adele Jones, added, "The inspectors said staff do an amazing job with a sense of pride and good humour, caring for patients in an environment that makes life difficult for them."
TDC are warned to act now. Teignbridge Council has been warned it needs to act now to avoid long-term financial problems. However, its finances are in good enough shape to stave off bankruptcy issues facing other councils. It asked the Local Government Association to review its finances at a time when councils up and down the country are struggling to make ends meet. Six councils have so far issued Section 114 notices, which effectively mean they are declaring themselves bankrupt and are unable to do anything other than deliver the most basic services. Northamptonshire County Council did it in 2018, and since then notices have been issued in Slough, Croydon, Thurrock, Woking and Birmingham. The councils claim it is because the system is broken and not that they have been careless with their finances, although some have sold major assets and used the money for everyday spending. During a meeting of the full Teignbridge Council, Deputy Leader Richard Keeling, Lib Dem, read from the LGA report. He said that, although it was facing a challenging position, Teignbridge had a sizeable cash cushion in its reserves, amounting to more than £24 million. The levels of reserve are adequate in the short to medium term, quoted Councillor Keeling. Teignbridge's financial pressures can be met from reserves, and a Section 114 is not imminent, but the council needs to take action now to find savings to protect its long-term position.
Bottlenose dolphins at risk, says university. New research undertaken at the University of Plymouth has shown that England's only resident population of bottlenose dolphins is under serious threat. The pod of approximately 48 dolphins move along much of the English Channel, but routinely visits the coastlines of Teignbridge, Torbay and the South Hams. The study has found that a combination of human activity, environmental pollution and difficulties in rearing young that survive into adulthood are leading factors in the decline.
On a different note, Anne-Marie defies government. MP Anne-Marie Morris was one of 22 Tories who rebelled against the government to deliver the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak his first defeat in the House of Commons. The vote was on an amendment to the Victims and Prisoners Bill, which will speed up the compensation process for victims of the infected blood scandal. The government will now be legally obliged to set up a body to administer compensation within 3 months of the bill becoming law. The vote only narrowly passed by 246 votes to 242. It was the government's first defeat in the House of Commons on a whipped vote since the 2019 general election.
Public thanked after appeal. Police have thanked the public after identifying two men they wanted to speak to in connection with an assault in Newton Abbott in the summer. A photo appeal was issued, asking for help in connection with the assault, which happened at Golden Square in June. A spokesman said, officers would like to thank members of the public for their support. In the alleged incident, a 19-year-old man sustained cuts to his face and head, which needed hospital treatment.